At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome back to my podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about the video game Celeste. I know another game review. I don't know why I'm doing this now, but Celeste is a 2D platformer. And your character is Madeline, and you're climbing a mountain, but it's not just climbing a mountain. You're climbing this, like, the metaphorical mountain in your head. And it's like the game is like sort of about it's about climbing a mountain, which is really cool because but it's also about there's like this deeper story about like mental illness. It's kind of cool, surprisingly. I know it sounds really weird, but it is kind of cool. And I don't really want to say stuff about it because if you want to play it, it's actually really fun. But basically, in Celeste, you only have three, like, main moves. You have your dash, which can go in all, like, 8 cardinal directions. So, like, up, down, left, right, left, up, like, in a diagonal, like, diagonally, up, right. Like, you get the point. And it's, like, very cool of a game. Like, the game, that's like all you have in the entire game, but like it builds on top of it over and over, and the game gets harder while the levels get harder, and it's like really fun to like overcome the levels when they're like really challenging, because it is not an easy game. It is a very tough game. I've beaten it. I've even started I've beaten the base game. I haven't beaten the DLC, which is, like, absolutely insane. It's crazy. The story's great. The art is, like, really kind of cool. It's, like, this pixel. It's like, pixel art, which I think is cool. And it just looks great. In total, there is, like, 7 chapters, which is how like the game is divided into, well, like 7 chapters till you like finish the game, and then there's an extra chapter, and then after that then there's an extra chapter, chapter 8, and then you can get the DLC, which is chapter 9, which is like longer than any of the other chapters. It's a really great game because there's there's a lot of content, like, unless you're like a speedrunner, which is kind of crazy, because like game can be beaten under 30 minutes, and it took me like 10 hours to beat the game in the first place, which is kind of cool. And there's like a lot of collectibles and stuff, like there's strawberries, and then there's also, if you really want a challenge, you can find something called a B-side, which is like a cassette, and it lets you, it's like a remix of the chapter, which is, and it's like a lot harder, so like in your select like screen, you can just choose to do the B-side, and it's a much more challenging version of the level, which I think is very fun. I've beaten most of the B-sides, which is good. What I do not recommend is doing B-side on chapter 7, which is very challenging. I've done it, but it's very challenging and it's kind of annoying. All the B-sides end with this, like, final level of, like, moving blocks. It's really cool. Some problems that I have with, Celeste is that, like, it is a hard game, but, like, at some points it's, like, really, really challenging, like, to the point where it takes an hour to beat a room, like, a single room, which is, like, I think is like crazy, because sometimes it feels like you're not even making progress. It's just like you're just like throwing yourself against a wall over and over and over and over again, and you're making absolutely no progress. And then eventually you get that one lucky attempt where you can actually beat it, which is fun when you get that, but I don't think it's worth all the countless times that you die over and over and over and over again. I also think that there's some chapters with just, like, annoying mechanics, because, like, each chapter has, like, a different thing. The first chapter is, like, with these, like, moving blocks, and I just, for example, the ones that piss me off the most, chapter 4 and chapter 5. Chapter 4 has wind, which, like, just restricts your movement, which I don't like. It just makes you, like, not, like, be able to move as much. Sometimes one helps you because it's like blowing you forwards and like makes it more easy to move, but then there's also sometimes where it's blowing backwards and it like you move at the pace of a snail and it's so annoying. And then also chapter 5, where you get like towards the end of the level, there's these like monster things that start chasing you, and it's just like, it's not like they're that hard, it's just like they're annoying to deal with, because like they basically charge at you, and it's not hard to dodge. It's just something you have to, like, think about. It's not like, they're not, like, so hard that you can, so, like, easy that you can just turn your brain off. But they're not also, like, so, like, but they are, like, hard enough so you still have to, like, pay attention to those annoying things. So, yeah, this was, like, a really quick episode, but hopefully, the two listeners that actually listen to this like this more than my usual goofiness. So, yeah. Also, by the way, in chapter 6, there's a really fun mechanic called the golden feather.